A favorite reading for Advent. Kneeling by R.S. Thomas. Moments of great calm, kneeling before an altar of wood in a stone church in summer, waiting for the God to speak. The air, a staircase for silence. The sun's light ringing me, as though I acted a great role. And the audiences still. All that close throng of spirits waiting, as I, for the message. Prompt me, God, but not yet. When I speak, though it be you who speak through me, something is lost. The meaning is in the waiting. And another reading entitled Waiting, author unknown. As Sarah waited 90 years for her son to fulfill God's promises, we wait in hope for what we thought had been promised to us. As Moses waited 40 years in the desert, being prepared by God to lead his people, we wait for emptiness and humility, for bravado to wither. As Israel waited 40 years in the desert, hungry, depressed, thirsting, unsure, we wait for things to move on and generations to pass. As the prophets waited 1,000 years of promises that God would raise up a saviour, we wait for things to change. As Mary waited 9 months of her 14 years for the child of God, we feel the birth pangs, yet fear for the child. As John the Baptist waited, scanning the crowds for the one whose sandals he would not be worthy to untie, we long for an experience of the divine. As Jesus waited 30 years of creeping time, 40 days in the desert of temptation, 3 years in the midst of misunderstanding, 3 days in the depths of hell. So we wait for God's time, preparing the way, our turn to toil on levelling mountains and straightening paths, our turn to watch the time horizon, our turn to pass on the hope. The one who promised is faithful and will come back.